Justice Stephen Breyer will reportedly step down from the Supreme Court at the end of the current term. How might this impact business cases in the high court? Yahoo Finance's legal correspondent Alexis Keenan is here with the details. Alexis.
Hi, Bern. By then, the federal Justice Breyer, at 83 years old, will have served on the court for approximately 28 years, rather. He was nominated back in 1994 by President Clinton. And while technically his retirement during a Democratic presidency won't fundamentally change the court's ideological composition, given that President Biden will now have the opportunity to select a liberal successor, some legal minds departure could shift further to the right because of losing Breyer, who is a well-known consensus builder, a lot of people call him. So you can take a look at the full screen and the court's current makeup with its 6-3 conservative majority. You can see there that Breyer falls along with Justice Kagan. They're closer to the center. So I've been asking constitutional law experts how that could impact the court's business and financial decisions. And one theory is that even though the court hears all types of disputes, that some recent business cases have been heavily influenced by Justice Breyer specifically, despite that conservative majority that the court fully has. Now, one case of note is a 2019 case, Apple versus Pepper, if you remember it. The court had decided in a 5-4 decision with Breyer going along with Justice Ginsburg at the time, who was still sitting on the court. So a little bit different makeup here, but nonetheless, a 5-4 opinion where the court held that the App Store customers could go ahead and sue Apple to allege that the company was engaging in illegal monopolistic behavior. Now, the thinking here is that Breyer holds sway that is unlikely to be matched by a new recruit that can be really a critical element in the razor thin types of cases like Apple v. Pepper, where there might be an opportunity to persuade conservative justices over to the other side. Another case that comes to mind, it was handed down in April. It was a 6-3 ruling, and Breyer in that case ruled for oil refineries and against some renewable fuel challengers. He broke there with Justices Sotomayor and Justice Kagan. But in the end here, this is all speculation. This is all handicapping. But we also have to be reminded that, after all, Justice Breyer's predecessor, who was Harry Blackmun, he was a Nixon nominee, and he ended up actually being the court's most liberal justice. So all the handicapping in the world may not spell answers for us, but this is what we're talking about on the news, that Justice Breyer will be stepping down. We're expecting him to do that sometime today.
All right, Alexis Keenan, thanks so much.